the weekly Heartbeat. We are going to present to you some of the talks that we were going to give at the Heart Conference. We couldn't put on the Heart Conference this year because of everything that's happening in the world today. And we had to come together and group together and decide, well, you know, we don't want to waste the preparation that we've done, but not waste, we want to actually encourage you where you are right now. So I'm going to present one talk, but it goes over two parts because I probably spoke too long, but there's things I want to share with you. And so part one is going to be right now. So take the time to sit down, relax, listen, and be encouraged by the words that I have to share with you. Today we're going to talk on the abundant grace of God. During the week, it was my birthday. I got so spoilt. I got flowers delivered, like this. I got given all these helium balloons that decorated the house, and one of them is actually still blown up and solid and in the roof today. And it was just awesome. I just felt so special. And then on top of that, all my family and friends gave me this box, but inside the box are letters. Are letters describing why they love me, describing things, or my parents described things about me that had occurred when I was little and young, that they remembered, that they wanted to reflect upon and share with me. I read these and I was so overwhelmed. I cried. Do you know that God has this abundant grace for us, these gifts for us, and he might present them in a beautiful box, but if we don't open them and read them and meditate upon them and dwell upon them, you miss that beautiful love that comes from them. You miss that opportunity that God has for us. What is this abundant grace? It's so hard to define. So hard to define. In Christian terms, it's the spontaneous, unmerited gift of the divine favor. In one, the salvation of our sins. Jesus came on the earth. He lived here among us, taught us, loved us, and then died for us and rose again to save us so that we could, for the rest of eternity, be with God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What a gift. What divine favor, what grace. But on top of that, this grace has given us an opportunity to regenerate ourselves with his help and to become saintly, pure, holy, the sanctification of ourselves. We cannot do it on our own. I don't know about you, but I know I can't. God gives us this grace, this ability to be the best that he created us to be. My parents, the day after my birthday, rang me and asked me, did I like what they wrote in the letters? How did my surprise go? How did my birthday go? What happened? They were excited for me and they wanted to know if I enjoyed their gifts. Do you know God wants that from us too? He's so excited to give us stuff, and then he wants to know, so what did you think? Did you like it? Were you excited? Were you surprised? Were you gobsmacked? I call it God-smacked, because I just spoiled you so much. God has this love for us, and he desires to spoil us so much. I'll give you another example. I have for a while, all last year, looked after two of my grandchildren. One of them is a little girl called Willow, who is 18 months old, and one is a girl who's 3.5, 4, Aubrey. And every Wednesday I looked after them because Mum went to work, and I loved spending the time with them. But this year I don't need to. Aubrey's gone to preschool, and Willow has started at a daycare so she can mix with lots of other children. Otherwise, she's by herself. And it's really beautiful to hear, but also sad, because she wakes up a lot of mornings and says, "Can I go to Grammy's house? Is Grammy coming over?" Because that's what they call me, Grammy. "Is Grammy coming over?" And Melissa has to tell her, her mum, Melissa, has to tell her, "No, not today." And she goes, gets so disappointed. "Do you know, today, on my day off, I went and I drove to her house to see her. I wanted to spoil her. I wanted to surprise her that I was coming to visit. Oh my goodness, she ran towards me. She hugged me. She wouldn't let go of my legs. And we sat down together and chatted." You know, that's what God's like with us. He wants to spoil us so much. And when we miss him, when we feel like, you know, "Where are you, God?" He comes and visits us. He comes and surprises us and goes, "Here I am. I didn't forget about you." God's grace is so abundant. It's amazing. So amazing, so other, so love-centered. How do you describe it? We try to describe it in human terms, and they just no way define grace. But I'll give you an example, or a try anyway, that it's full of wonder. It's astonishing. It's impressive. It's stunning. It's spectacular. It's unbelievable. It's overwhelming. This grace encompasses mercy and compassion and love and spoiling, and just it oozes from God. He wants to give us his gifts, his grace, his courage, his kindness, his overcoming. He wants to give it all to us so that we can live the best, fullest life here on earth. Because that's what Jesus said, "I've come to bring you life, life to the full." So your life will be full of kindness and full of compassion and full of love and full of mercy, etc., etc., etc. Anything that we can try to put together to describe this grace is like rags to the richness of this gift from the Most High God, our Father. But it takes humility to accept it, because God wants to help us, but often, "Oh no, I can do it myself." We're too proud. God does not condemn us. God does not think, "Oh my goodness, how weak are they?" No, he understands we are frail and we have weaknesses. All of us have some sort of weakness. And God wants to come and bless us. This God who's so full of grace, that the grace is amazing even on our bad days. I call bad days blubby days. Just describes it so well. My sister Joanne, when she was growing up, used to use this word, blubby. We've just had such a blubby day. Things didn't go well, not the way I planned. I'm not coping very well. Life just doesn't go well. But God can be amazing, full of grace on those days too. Because his grace doesn't change. His grace is always amazing, always encompassing us. It's like God gives us this coat, and he wants us to put on this grace that he gives us. It encompasses us. You know, even like, for example, it's got a hood, because it totally, don't I look stunning? It totally encompasses us, because God wants to fill us with his grace. Grace comes when we give it to others as well, when we extend it to others, because God doesn't want to just give it to us. He wants us to give it to us and now go out to the world and give it to others. So why don't we pray? Dear loving Father, we ask you to be with us right now as we've heard these words. May you quicken in our spirit what you want us to hear. May we be encouraged by you, by what you want us to work with, what you want us to share with others, what you, O Lord, are speaking to us about. And may we, Lord, be encouraged by other women, but may we encourage other men and women in this world that they can live good Christian lives following you and doing being the best that they can be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And don't forget, part two of this talk will be coming next week. So go tell your girlfriends, go tell your mum, go tell your daughters, your sisters, go share with them, go share this video so that they can all be encouraged by words that will help them in their life to be the best